This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
We're playing a little bit more together, and he's going to tweak it, but I don't want him tweaking it because of all these fans running their mouths. I want him tweaking because Larry Brown says, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Or Rasheed Wallace says, let's do this. You know, I kind of ultimate faith in that coaching staff. Everybody just to sit down and relax. I know everybody wants to whine and cry, and that's cool. That's the way it is nowadays. But I have ultimate faith. This team just needs it. Once they click that chemistry, it's going like those old, looking back at the Calipari teams, the greatest teams he had. First five games, they were like, everybody's like, he's not the players we need. We need better players. Calipari needs to coach better. He don't coach. He's not a good coach. Just like Dana Kirk, same thing. Everybody's whining and crying after like the first 10 games. Just give him a little chance here. Penny's working hard, and he's got Larry Brown on his bench. If you get more confidence in there, I mean, more coaching ability than that, there's no hope for anybody.
Bill,
thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I would say this. I think in terms of the Cal thing, I mean, that there was really only one year. I mean, that was the year with Tyreek. I mean, the other 3 to 4 years where you're talking about that run, they came out the gate, you know, which, I mean, this team on talent is supposed to be comparable to those teams, right?
No, but it's the story with his Kentucky teams.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, no, that's fair. I mean, it's definitely fair.
And listen,
but this is not Kentucky, though. There are older guys on this team.
I'm in agreement that you need better chemistry and guys playing better together. I don't think you get there, again, by playing 12 to 13. I think you get there by identifying your 7 to 9 who know what they're going to do, figure out their roles, get comfortable in him. That results in better chemistry. John, I can't feel comfortable knowing what the guy with 4 minutes left is going to do next to me when I don't know if it's going to be Minot or Tyler Harris or Jaden Hardaway.
Facts.
How can I get comfortable
Facts.
When it's not the guy I was just out there with 5 minutes ago?
That's how you
get chemistry, guys.
You're the coach. You're responsible for instituting that.
And again, gentlemen talking about excuses for Penny, when I look at Twitter and I listen to us, and who's making excuses for this is on Penny. And when it comes to chemistry and getting guys to play together, that's as much on him and the decision to shorten the rotation.
Absolutely.
The most frustrating part is he seems to know it.
Yeah.
Right? But last night you finally stuck to it. Ugly loss. I think you should stick to
it. We'll see if that persists. I'm hopeful that it will. And if that does.
I'm not hopeful that it will. That's where we change. Because because what we've seen from Penny,
right.
The field coach, is that it's going to be completely different come Saturday.
When
it feels like you're on to something, at least in terms of shortening up those turnovers, man, in a shorter rotation.
Let's go to Cottrell. Cottrell, you're on. Cottrell.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Mr. Hardaway is doing a fantastic job in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, he's not perfect. The team is not perfect. Mm-hmm. And you all need to give him a break. Haven't you noticed that when you all complain and criticize about coaches, the football coach, the basketball coach, they all end up leaving? And then what do?
Well, you know, Tubby didn't leave. He was fired.
We are fans. Mr. Hardaway is doing an outstanding job, and you give him a break.
Well, we will certainly do that. when they...
Well, thank you so very much. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Cottrell. I was going to... There was a second half of that sentence. I was going to say, we will do that when they deserve it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Today ain't the day for breaks. I appreciate... I really... And I was... You drove Mike Norvell out of here, and you have not had to answer for that yet. So... At what point does that happen?
Let's stick to the facts.
Does that accountability come into play? I think Cottrell's right. You did drive Mike Norvell out of here. Tom, you're on.
Well, was that Larry Finch's wife?
No, that was not. No, no. Vicky would definitely. No, Vicky understands. Vicky gets it. She lived that life. She understands better than anybody.
You know, a couple observations. I'm tired of watching the players on the floor, so I started watching the coaches on the bench. And last night, Durin at least three times completely ignored Larry Brown trying to coach him and talk to him. I mean, to the point where Larry Brown shook his head and threw his hand up, kind of like, I'm done. And you know, he might be good defensively, but offensively, that boy's soft. He has just as many turnovers as Lomax. He, Banks, and Lomax, I think, lead the team in turnovers. At least Banks is trying to become a point guard or is being forced to become a point guard, so you kind of expect his. But Durin needs to learn how to be a beast down there. So if he's not going to listen to Larry, maybe he needs to listen to Rashad and figure out how to be a man in the paint. He's got the body,
yeah,
and he's got the ability. And the other thing that I think a lot of people are forgetting, Penny doesn't have the time. The continuity needs to be in practice. He doesn't have the time because of the league that he plays in to do like Calipari and these other guys and let these guys kind of use the first five or six or seven games to kind of meld together and become a team, because you lose those games, they don't have the meat. Their meat is in the beginning of the season, where most people's meat is in their conference. And so him losing these games now affects him, because once he gets in the conference play, he's got no ability to get better as far as rankings and public perception.
Hey, Tom, appreciate the call, man. We got a couple other we got to get to, but appreciate the perspective. We're going to go to Philip, Tony, then Jay. Philip in Raleigh, holding it down for Jason. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? I think we need to pump the brakes because the last caller, I think, made a point that you can't do like Cal used to do and come out slow or use time to gel or whatever. But whether you can afford it or not, that's the natural way that things happen when you have so much turnover in the program. You incorporating all these new guys, you tinker with things offensively, and I think that last night I watched a lot of college basketball, different teams. We are not the only ones going through this. Michigan is going through it too. It's a lot of other teams that's losing games that they should not on paper be losing. College basketball is funny like that. You got fouls, and we beat them in every other category last night except fouls and free throw shooting. So I think that if you don't look at, I know results matter, but if we look at how the team played, how organized the offense was last night, the assist coming down, he seems to be sticking with A-Lo, but if A-Lo can play like he did last night, which whatever, then, you know, going forward as the team gels and a pecking order comes into play, then we'll be fine. But at some point, we need some leaders on the floor to emerge and to lead the team and say, no, we're not going to, you know, go this way. We're going to play right, and we're going to execute, and we're going to win the game. That didn't happen last night, and that's why we lost.
Hey, Phillip, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I guess my issue is, like, they're incorporating meaningfully two guys, right, the freshmen. And one of these guys is really easy to incorporate because he's a dominant big man, so you put him in the post and he needs to touch the ball more. But DeAndre was on the team last year. Lester was on the team last year. Ayla was on the team last year. Malcolm was on the team last year. Jaden was on the team last year. Landry was on the team last year. This is not a new-look team. This is not something like last year where, okay, like, you didn't have DeAndre eligible. You didn't have, you know, like, you're actually Musa. Like, you're trying to figure that out. I'll actually give Penny that. Like, you actually had to figure that stuff out. This is not supposed to be going like this. This was supposed to have been figured out really going into this year. You're coming off an NIT championship, right? Everybody was like, what's this going to mean? Is it going to, you know, well, it's still not figured out. It's different. it's not a new look roster where you have seven, eight, nine new guys.
Right.
You have your returners.
But there's a different level of importance for the returnees when you have two to the as talented as Imani and Jalen. You get that?
Right? Oh yeah. 100%.
Right. So their role changes a little bit. Whereas in those last 4 minutes of that game, you're going to Nolly. You're going to Quinones because what? Because they were the guys last year. Now they're watching as Imani. Right. So that sort of chemistry, that part
is the
difference.
Penny Hardaway.
But the part you're right about is you had enough. Let's stop with this as a new look team. Yes. I mean, DeAndre, that's what I'm saying. DeAndre Williams, Lester, those guys have been through the war. So that was supposed to be the difference this year.
Right.
And it's been the difference in some games where those freshmen have struggled. DeAndre's carrying. That needs to be the case all of the time.
Yep.
Because, again, you want an NIT with that. But, again, John, they've got to get used to now their roles have changed because last 4 minutes, Imani's got the ball in his hands, whereas that would have been me last year. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
So,
that's going
to
be clumsy.
That's where I go back to chemistry. And you don't get there, that new role for those guys, for Imani and you don't get there when you got seven, eight more coming.
But, yes.
That are going to change it up.
Ultimately, who's responsible for fostering the chemistry, though?
What did I just say last? That's on Penny.
Yeah.
And you can help that yourself
by
cutting down. And that's why I would say step in the right direction.
Absolutely. But it's just one
step. But not confident that there will be another one come Saturday.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Hey, guys, you know, one problem that I do see, Imani is terrible on defense. And the team was off a little bit defensively.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that you hope that he gets better as the year go on. That's one glaring problem. And they had a bad stretch. In the beginning of the game, they had three sequences that was really, really bad where DeAndre didn't go over the top and defend the kid that shot the three and hit it, which started the swing of momentum. Imani got kicked from the side and gave up on the play. And then you had where I thought was an iffy call, but referees make those calls on a pick. And so that pick call and all that was the backbreaker. But the thing is that they look better offensively. In a long period of stretch in the second half, they actually took over the game from in most of the game. I had all the confidence in the world that they would do. But you had two freshmen that made a freshman mistake, and you had a joker that should be in an old folks' home that made a dumb mistake. And I said that he's a good player, but he makes some dumb bone plays, and that's DeAndre Williams, man.
Yeah.
He has to be more mature in playing this game of college basketball because he's too good. He's too, I mean, to be fussing with the refs or doing all this and antics. Penny's going to have to drive these guys. This is a business, and you got to be like you taking care of business. We are here to do something special, guys. This ain't about you. This is about this team. And when he drives that home to them and these two freshmen mature a little bit, because you can see the light came on in Imani's head offensively last night. It did. So I'm more confident in it later on, but it's just some little things they got to tweak. So people need to calm down. It's going to be okay.
Thanks for the call. Go to Jay. Jay in East Memphis, you're on.
How y'all guys doing?
What's up, man?
Long-time listener. The offense cleared and looked better. They scored 78 points. They only had 11 turnovers. Now, we was just crying about 27 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
The defense didn't show up last night. It's as simple as that. The defense didn't show up. They couldn't keep them people out the lane last night. They shot 80-something% from the free throws. The team just shot way more free throws than us. Like, just relax. We got a long season. If we go 2-1 in the next three games that we got, and then finish the rest of the month out undefeated, go into conference play and go 18 games, 16-2 in conference play, what would y'all think about the season?
Yeah, that'd be like, the five losses that John Martin said they'd have this season. You'd be right on them.
Right,
to your point.
Let it play out, but we can't just jump off the bus.
But you can't. You cannot. But Jay, you cannot watch this team right now and credibly believe they're going 16-2 in the American. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man.
Guess what, John? By the end of the month, you can be like, yeah, this team gonna go 16-2 because you can't say that they're not going to get better over the rest of the next few weeks. The game experience is going to help them get better. They showed just dramatic change in one game with him implementing this so-called new offense. They did.
They
controlled
lost
the ball.
They lost the game.
In regards of the fact, the defense didn't show up. You don't think the defense is not going to show up the rest of the
game? I don't know. I don't know now.
It is. Hey, man, I'm just saying.
I think
like, the defense surely will get back. That has been an identity thing that hopefully is not gone,
had,
John,
three
based on
players had career the best right game of their life last night for Georgia, who has never even had some type of games in their whole career of basketball.
But look, are we going to be saying this every night? Are we going to be coming on the show every day and saying, well, another career? Like, that's what Josh used to do. That is what Josh,
well, remember,
Josh
well,
used to say, oh, man, this guy had the game of his life against us. You know,
no, I just remember the first five games, the only thing we complained about was the turnover.
Yes.
I just remember that. I just remember the first five games, the only thing we was complaining about, the rotation and the turnover. Last night is, okay, they turned the ball over against Iowa State 20-something times. And we was like, oh, you're going to turn the ball over. They turned the ball over 11 times last night.
Well, look, they got a test
that's
on
step
Saturday.
Step in the right direction to me.
Let's see what we're talking
stick
about on Monday.
It.
Jay, appreciate the call.
Appreciate you, brother.
And then last word is this.
And I do think the defense will.
Desnito,
you're on.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How everything going?
Straight, man. What's up?
I'm cooling. Oh, with the Tigers, man, and Penny. It's been a disappointment thus far, and it's been consistent. You know what I'm saying? It's been consistent. I think Penny may need to leave. You know, I hate to say this at this time because, you know, things are getting better, but I'm not sure about Penny, man. I think he needs to leave. And I think he's been
okay. If you're not sure about him, how are you so sure you got to get up out of here?
Why
you got to
leave, Coach?
Because obviously the personnel has increased, right? So that's why I ain't gave up on him. You know what I'm saying? Because the personnel has gotten
better. Damn, man. He got to leave after 5-2? He ain't got to leave.
Then.
My guy, it's been 3 years. What do you mean?
No, I
it's
agree.
With you on that, it needs to be a breakthrough this year.
Yeah, but, like, that's where I'm like, all right, okay. I exactly.
My man on one.
That's who they go hire. Exactly. So we ain't even going there.
I apologize for our streaming listeners. I got it for over air.
Absolutely. Penny's fine.
I didn't think we'd get there.
You know, just give it a.
He said he still kind of believes. He isn't sure, but he got to go. Was that what I heard? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Thanks for the call. Interesting perspectives. You hear a little bit of both, which I kind of expected. Some people are willing to be patient. Others not so much. And that's as the world turns, brother.
Well, unfortunately, you don't have a choice but to be patient.
Well, I mean,
the game's going to be played no matter how you're feeling about them or what might happen.
Yeah.
So patience is something you're going to have,
right?
Want it or not.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come here in the rundown. Some news for Memphis football. We'll get into that. And then Tom Hart's going to join us at 12:25 right or so. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball. He was there on the call last night. Lots more to come. Jason and John.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
FM, ESPN.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so a little bit of news on Memphis football. The last couple of days, they have had two transfers. Two guys enter the transfer portal today. Jahlil Clemens, who is a junior linebacker, did not really play much this season. Only had two tackles on the season, no sacks. In his time at Memphis, he did compile three sacks over three seasons. So depth, right, a depth guy. But it really, to me, is just more of a reminder, A, of the times that we live in, but B, like how important it is for Memphis and Ryan Silverfield and his coaching staff to make sure that they don't lose the transfer portal. We've made this point before. Everybody, like I do, like Ryan Silverfield is paid handsomely. All these guys are paid handsomely. So like my sympathy only goes so far. But I do feel bad in some ways for the guys at the group of five level, you know, because you recruit these kids, you find them, you develop them, and they come here, you give them opportunity, they blow up, they leave. Now, the other part of that is, well, they deserve that. They're the players. They have the opportunity and the freedom to do that.
And Justin Fuente and Mike Norvell and the people that have invested in that program have done a good job of getting you to a point where you're not just, you can't get anybody. You know what I'm saying? Get SEC cast-offs,
yes,
whatever else.
Yes, you're exactly
you've been
right.
able to capitalize in a way that you couldn't have six, 7 years ago, too.
But it is a new frontier in that way. Like, it at least used to have the threat of, you got to sit out a year.
Yeah.
Now you don't. Now you get.
Do we agree it was a net negative for them last year, the portal?
No question.
Needs to be a net positive.
Yes.
As much as you can do it.
And I think Ryan Silverfield will tell you this. They lost the transfer portal last year.
100%.
You know, because they lost productive players like T.J. Carter and Obina Eze. And not that they went on. I don't think Obina and T.J. had great years down there at TCU. Obviously, Gary Patterson ended up resigning or getting fired, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's about the fact that you lost those guys and the guys that you brought in the transfer, they weren't as good. You know, like Grant Gunnell never played, the
Michigan
State guys.
That's what those
guys
were for you more than what they were for the other team.
You know, so you would just, it wasn't like bloody. It wasn't like a blowout in terms of you lost a transfer portal. But I do think this is a year where you have to win it. And I think it's an extra game on the schedule damn near. You know what I mean? Because every year you're going to have to deal with this. Skill position players, quarterbacks, DBs, whatever, linemen. Memphis had a lineman transfer. He wasn't playing, the offensive lineman that transferred. Yeah, he hadn't played in the last two, three games, you know. But it's important now. Obviously, we've said it before, and it bears repeating. Memphis has to find a way, somehow, some way. They may not be able to, frankly. Like, I don't know what you can do. But somehow, hold on. I would prefer Seth, right?
There's a whole question of offseason. Here we go. Now you get into it.
Well,
it's the big drama for Memphis football this offseason.
You can't lose both. You can't lose both Grant Gunnell and Seth Hennigan. You just can't.
You'd be in a spot where you're starting a true freshman again in Tevin Carter.
Right, and that's just not a – Tevin Carter may be great someday.
It's never ideal to do
no,
that.
No, they didn't want
it's
to start Seth.
That's never the plan.
You know, but Grant got hurt and thrust him into the role and he excelled, but no guarantees of that, right? So the goal for Ryan Silverfield in Memphis football is to make sure, even as Jahlil Clemens and these offensive linemen, you know, so far have departed, and I'm sure there'll be more. It's like there'll be more for every college football program. You got to maintain one of those dudes. And again, I've seen Seth Hennigan play. I have not seen Grant Gunnell play, so I would much rather hold Seth. It's a weird line to dance because, you know, what if Grant leaves first? You know, what if Grant decides to leave first? Well, then that doesn't preclude Seth because Seth feels like he's got the job. So it's not about that. You know, that is the issue, right? If indeed it happens or it's being considered whatever, and I have to believe everybody's considering everything at this point, it's like the new and shiny thing. You know, a Power Five team's out there, you know, they want to say, okay, we'll come here. We're just you away, basically.
You could make the argument he's the best freshman quarterback in the country.
Absolutely.
So absolutely, yeah. We'll have folks making the interested to see.
Well, and he's
how happy are you, Seth Hennigan?
And look, I mean, we saw him every Saturday. Like the kid's got great poise. You know, like he's a good decision maker. He doesn't look like a freshman sometimes. So I think there are going to be a lot of coaches out there who identify him and say, man, we got to have him. Man, we got
to
get him.
I'm with you. You brought me along on Seth to this point that I'm not worried about Hennigan. I'm not worried about Grant Gunnell if I can keep Seth Hennigan.
Absolutely.
Here's what fascinates me about Seth Hennigan, sort of what Calvin Austin was telling us yesterday. The dude's a football guy.
Yep.
Why? His dad is that. He's coach's son. He eats, breathes it, sleeps it. It's all football. Did you hear Calvin Austin, our show yesterday, telling how he's got the big board up in his dorm room? Like, it's all he does. And so if Seth Hennigan, who's football mind and football crazy, doesn't believe in what you're telling him in terms of what the offense is going to look like next year,
yeah.
And again, he's into you. He's on the plays. He knows everything else. If he doesn't believe Kevin Johns and Ryan Silverfield are going to have it together offensively, and he's getting an attractive offer from a Power 5, it's going to be hard to keep him. With a guy that's as smart with football as he is, with that's where that coach's son sort of a double-edged sword, because you can't BS Seth Hennigan, right, about what's going to happen, what will the changes, you know, will I have a running game next year? Because again, in this case, coach's son, same reason he was so good this year, part of it, especially with the poise, that's he ain't going to buy the BS.
Yep.
So you got to shoot him straight.
No, that is exactly right.
This is the story of the offseason for Memphis football.
It is.
The balance between him and Gunnell, what you're going to do there, can you keep one of the two, or are you forced in a position where, you know, you're starting another freshman quarterback next season, which, yes, highly touted. We get it, Tevin Carter, highly ranked. I love the kid's arm, everything else, but never ideal to go into a season where you're starting a true freshman
quarterback. Well, and look, Memphis can hit the portal, too, for a quarterback the same way, but, like, you know, are you going to hit on that? You know what I mean?
So, and here's the thing. Hennigan's smart. He's going to say all the right things,
yep.
But what he and his father are thinking, frankly, is going to have a lot to do with, you know, what this football program is going to look like next season, I think. I don't know if Grant Gunnell is going to wait on Seth Hennigan.
Would you, at that point
in your career?
That's the issue.
Wait on a freshman to make
that's
his decision?
Issue.
Exactly.
You know,
so that's why I fear, man, you could be looking
Grant's,
at both.
Grant's like, all right, where I want to play.
Right, exactly. And I deserve to play because at this point in my career.
And he knows so he's not going to play at
so
Memphis if Seth is here.
So he's not waiting on Seth.
Yep,
it would seem to me like it'd be bye-bye beforehand. You're not going to wait on the freshman to make his decision.
He's almost certainly trying to figure that out right now, right? You'd have to believe.
But to me, the wheels are turning, and this is where, because you have to think there's going to be plenty of folks coming after Seth Hennigan from the Power 5 this offseason.
Well, and look, I don't think Ryan
after the year he had
is naive about that, right?
But the problem is, it's not just, well, am I going to have a better, you know, more success on the field, but for me individually, for my team, it's what they can offer too. It's what those schools are offering you, what those Power Fives can offer that's different from Memphis. And we don't need to go down the list because it's a night and day difference. And so it's not just X's and O's in football and, oh, we got a better situation for you. It's like, we can offer you, you know, a chance to play for maybe a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or be in the college football playoff. So again, you know, his success it's a double-edged sword that's put you in a tough spot in terms of keeping him, it feels like to me.
Yep.
It'll be a hell of a recruiting job if Ryan Silverfield can keep him.
It really will be.
Maybe his most important.
Because the only reason that Seth Hennigan has to stay, like, there are obvious questions. I mean, we have to be real about it, about Memphis football, right? Like, you're losing Calvin Austin, you're losing Sean Dykes. You know, you don't, like, what's behind those guys? I mean, Eddie Lewis and Javon Ivory, those are unproven guys, and they played well.
Is the former run game coordinator, offensive line guy, ever going to get the run game together? That just hasn't come together for whatever reason. Got off to a great start this year.
Yep.
It's not for whatever reason. There's been a number of reasons, including an offensive line that was banged up this year. But that's hasn't come together yet, and you just haven't had that as a part of your offense. It's basically been all on that quarterback to throw. So that part's got to get fixed.
Yeah. Memphis football loses a couple guys to transfers, and you're just hoping they can hang on, right? Hang on to Seth Hennigan, find a way to do it. Would be a great recruiting job, like you mentioned, and chalk a win up in the transfer portal.
I mean, who's number one receiver next year? Ivory, right?
Or Lewis, right?
Lewis had a good year.
Yeah, but I mean, it's who knows?
I guess literally everybody's up for in this day and age,
and they could go get a guy, right? Didn't they get a guy from Arkansas? What happened to him?
Oh, the receiver.
Yeah.
Man.
How many times do guys from the SEC come here and just don't do anything? You know what I mean? Keewon Malone did something. He came back and
Alabama, Mitchell
High. He was semi-productive. What's the dude's Nash? Was that his name? Something.
I think that was his name. I lost track.
Shamar Nash? I don't
remember him, but he definitely wasn't out there end of the year contributing, doesn't feel like to me.
Is he even on the team? Yeah. Maybe, yeah, he's there.
Didn't he speak to on that like once, though? Remember how Silverfield, he's a little bit murky when you're addressing these. Sometimes these guys don't play. Didn't he hit it once and then moved off? That won't be with us or something. I don't know.
They I can't all, remember,
some,
man.
Some of those that didn't appear also run together.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the state of Memphis football right now. Hopefully, you can hang on to at least one quarterback and win the transfer portal this season.
Next story.
Memphis Grizzlies play tonight. They are back at FedEx Forum, 11-10, 7-5, and winners of two in a row. And those have come coincidentally with Ja Morant off the floor. You will take it absolutely. The Grizzlies, we mentioned it. Chris Harrington brought up the record. They were 4-4 last year without Ja. You are 2-0 right now, and a very good chance, I would say, to go to 3-0 against the Oklahoma City Thunder team. Let's just be real, struggling. 6-15, I think they are now. 2-8 on the road, and you're almost a double-digit favorite, I believe, tonight. 9.5 the last time I looked at the line for the Grizzlies. They've been playing better defense.
They have.
Without Ja Morant. You needed to, and Taylor Jenkins has talked about that, trying to get better on that side while he's out. I think that's you can't be 30th in defense coming off a year where you were 7th.
Agreed.
Whether you can be 7th again, that's up for debate. Steven Adams hadn't been as good as necessarily advertised, but can you get up off the mat and off from 30th? Absolutely. They've looked the part the last couple of games, albeit against some bad competition and shorthanded competition, certainly in Sacramento and Toronto. Saw the unfortunate news, John.
Yes.
The Daily Memphian yesterday, the Tony Allen deal. Where are we going to go now on the jersey retirement?
There is no jersey retirement.
That's what I was going to – it's like
– ever.
At first, it was, okay, let's postpone it because he's involved in this. Well, I guess that was that a Fed case? I guess
yeah,
it was.
It's federal.
Federal case that involved the Players Association and fraud and all that. And it looked like, okay, well, I'll get that behind me and maybe you can get. But now, Tony Allen, domestic, allegedly at this point still, right? Because you still got to do everything else. But his wife, in this case, according to police reports, at an apartment with the kids. Doors were broken, police reports were filed, and you got Tony Allen in a spot you never want to see, a guy you held up in, right? Issues, obviously. And it sounds like she's moved out, his wife. His wife, who, by the way, was on the...
She was also named in the indictment.
Right. And the kids are with her at the apartment. Tony's saying, at least in the report, you're keeping me from my kids. Y'all know these, we see these stories in Memphis every day. They just don't usually involve celebrities and former Grizzly basketball players.
Did I mention on the show? I might have mentioned it, so forgive me if I did. I might be repeating myself here. But as a result of that whole case, like every former NBA player that was like part of that, policy and everything, they had to like refill out all their stuff. Like everybody that was, every former NBA player that's enrolled in it had to basically go through the entire process
over again
so they could vet and make sure that they weren't being frauded. Or defrauded, as it were.
How old are his kids before we move on?
I don't know. I got to feel like Fresh has got to be like, 10 now? 9, 10? Something like that.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I don't know. Something like that.
Kids remember stuff,
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Absolutely.
I know I remember every verbal altercation my mom and
no
dad
doubt,
had.
Brother.
It's weird. At 45, I can still go back and remember what it was like to hear it as a kid.
Yeah.
And how scared I was.
Yeah.
So,
No, you're right. That's
adults think about,
That's trauma, man.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can absolutely be.
I think
you're
right.
And apparently they were there. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, hate to see, just can't stand seeing news like that. No question about it. And you're right. I don't know that we're, that talk of a retirement ceremony, who knows when or if we're ever doing that again at this point with Tony Allen.
I can't see it. All right, we'll come back. Tom Hart's going to join us. We'll talk to him about his perspective on the Memphis loss last night. He was on the call for Memphis, Georgia on the SEC Network. Talk to him about that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Point made. Tom Hartz, a play-by-play man for ESPN, the SEC Network. He was on the call for Memphis, Georgia last night. He got a front row view of everything there in Athens, and he joins us now. Hello, Tom.
I can't believe that Memphis is still standing. I mean, burn it down. The season's over. Life is not worth living. It's not that the sky is falling. It's that the universe has collapsed.
Absolutely.
Is that about the mood?
Yeah, and I think it's I'll be honest. I think it's a little perverse of us to have you on today. I'll be honest, because it's like it's like reliving that. Who wants to do that? But you know, I guess.
Well,
go ahead.
I would say this. This is new territory for me. I mean, I only cover SEC football, so I'm not used to fans overreacting. I mean, I was at the Tennessee Ole Miss game, so I've never seen any fan base ever overreact.
The question is. Is it an overreaction, given as experienced as this Memphis basketball team is, the number one recruiting class in America? They have this blend of veterans and dynamic freshmen who were projected lottery picks, and this is a Georgia team that was 2-5 coming into it, was just coming off a loss to Wofford, and Tom Crean is so happy to just be down 2 at the half that he's rallying his fans. I've never seen anything like it. So is it an overreaction today? Whatever's being said, and there's a lot being said, is it an overreaction, or is it justified that this Memphis basketball season is going to fall short of expectations once again?
First of all, I'm like the very last hot take guy. Like, I'm the last clickbait person ever. So I don't tend to overreact to much anyway. But you said you started that by talking about Memphis's experience. Are they experienced? I mean, to me, the guys that are most important to this team are 17 and 18 years old, respectively. And maybe they've played talent like this, but they haven't played at this level. So I guess I'll douse some fire. Let me add fuel to the fire. No, I'd throw some water on the fire, and I'd say, why would we think of this Memphis team, especially, any different than every year we think of John Calipari's young teams? And the thought there is, wow, they're good, they're raw, but they're not elite, and they make a lot of mistakes. Let's see what they look like come March. I mean, this Memphis team has a ton of potential. The new-look offense, I thought, was efficient last night in many ways, especially with the touches they got Durin. Durin's on-the-block defense is way advanced for his age. His body control is advanced for his age. And on top of all of that, like there's room for this team to get better and time for them to get better. I didn't see a lot of me-first basketball last night relative to the Iowa State game, which it was almost embarrassing. So I think they took a major step in the right direction everywhere except for the win column last night.
I think in terms of the experience they hope to see shine, Penny was sort of singling out some of those guys last night, guys like DeAndre Williams, who, you know, is 25, 26 years old and is making mistakes that at this point in his career he shouldn't be making. Alex Lomax, Nolly, some of those guys, Quinones, have been through the wars. So I think they were expecting more from them. Penny sort of absolved Imani and Jalen. I'm not sure you can completely do that, but they've got more experience, and I think some are giving them, you know, some sort of think they have, or at least they've shown so far this season. That said, what did you think? How did what you thought you would see defensively from them? You mentioned Durin, who was awesome around the basket, but they gave up 50 points in the second half. How did that compare with what you thought you would see? Because coming into it, obviously, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country.
Yeah, I was surprised at that because Georgia is not a good offensive team.
Without its
point
guard.
I went through the numbers at one point.
Yep.
Yeah, during the broadcast, they're like they're last or close to last in the SEC in just about every offensive category. And just to be frank, the bottom four teams in the SEC are going to be really, really bad this year. You know, I thought that Georgia's willingness to run opened up. I think it surprised Memphis a little bit. I think it opened up a lot of transition points that, you know, I didn't think it was in Georgia's best interest to run, but it was incredibly efficient. I don't know what their points per possession was in transition, but it had to have been way above their average. I mean, listen, there's at least three that I can think of. You know, this is morning after for me, so I'm a little foggy, but at least three shots I can think of that Georgia made with the shot clock ringing in their ear.
It's
that
true.
Was off balance. No movement, no design whatsoever. And so, I mean, you take one of those baskets away. One of them was a three late, right, from the top of the key. You take one of those away, it's obviously a different game. You take all three of them away, it's a Memphis win. So I guess from the Georgia perspective, the way I look at it is that's probably the best game Georgia's going to play all season. They, especially offensively in the second half, they played out of their minds, and we hadn't seen any of that from them to this point. Now, I understand what Penny's saying about having veteran players who are making mistakes that they shouldn't make at this point in their career, but to me, it's all relative because everyone in college basketball is older. There are more 24-year-olds on college basketball courts than at the Sunday YMCA pickup games. I mean, there's dudes out there playing that should be working their first jobs and not pro basketball jobs. So, you know, Georgia brought in 4,000 points worth of transfers. That's an older team. So that's in summation, it's not as bad, I would say, to Memphis fans as it seemed. And as long as they continue to grow. I mean, to me, the turnovers is the biggest mark against this team.
Right.
And I don't know what they ended up with, but they really cleaned it up last night. They had 9 3/4 of the way through the game.
What did you make of, you know, Jason mentioned it, sort of Penny's post-game remarks. I don't know if you have seen them, but he basically...
No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, well, I thought they were disturbing, I'll be honest. He said, guys are willing to lose if they're not getting their way. That's tough to watch. Almost like he's trying to absolve himself and place it all on, oh, well, these guys don't want to do what it takes to win. At this level, I mean, doesn't there have to be some self-accountability for Penny Hardaway?
Well, I'll say this. After listening to how he addressed his team during the shoot-around yesterday, that is right in line with the message that he's been giving them for at least the last 24 hours, if not, you know, usually with coaches, it's not something that they just rolled out of bed and decided to deliver. I'm guessing he's been saying this for the last 5 days, which is you've got to play better as a team. And he is really fighting hard to find chemistry and to get them from being selfish players. And to me, if your 17- and 18-year-old are playing selfish basketball, and Bates certainly looks like it on a regular basis, that's one thing, and they'll eventually learn. Tom Crean had the exact same problem with Anthony Edwards when he was at Georgia. He didn't want to listen, and then finally at the end of the year, he started to become more of a team player, but that was just a stopping point on his way to the number one overall pick.
Let me ask
the message Penny gave was, so I guess to follow up, if the 17 and 18-year-old are the immature ones, that's okay, because just like Kentucky basketball with seven freshmen and being better at the end of the year, they'll grow. If who he's talking to and delivering that message are the veterans, then that's a real problem.
Yeah, and that's who he certainly angled it at last night. We know Memphis lost to a football school last night. There's no question about that. Can Alabama stop Georgia in this SEC championship game come this weekend? Tom, is there a formula for Alabama to win this game, or is it just going to be too tough to block that Georgia front?
No, the formula is pretty simple for Alabama. It is get Georgia into passing downs and bring pressure on Stetson Bennett and take away his options in the quarterback run game. That's it. Mm-hmm. It won't happen. I mean, it's first of all, to force Georgia into passing downs, no one's done that pretty much all season. The very few third and longs. And secondly, and people made fun of Kirby about a month ago when he was talking about Stetson versus JT Daniels, and he said, well, you know, Stetson really gives us a threat to run at the quarterback position, like he was Michael Vick or something. What? But it's accurate in that Stetson Bennett is a willing runner, mm-hmm. and as great as Will Anderson is, and I think he should be one of two favorites for the Heisman, you know, Stetson Bennett is not Peyton Manning. He's not going to stand back there and take hits. He's going to get on his feet and get out of the way. And so you've, in that regard, you're allowed to negate Alabama's biggest threat, which is pressure off the edge from Anderson.
Yeah.
I don't see many other paths to success for Alabama unless, I'll throw one more at you. And I don't see this happening against Georgia's defense, but if somehow Alabama can get some chunk plays and turn this thing into a shootout and let Bryce Young run wild and use his great receivers, then maybe. That's like buying a lottery ticket. I mean, yeah, you could win $250 million, but odds are you're just burning $20.
Well, that's going to scholarships, you know, in your state. Yeah. There are worse ways to spend $20.
Yeah, the dancers are all in dental school.
There's been a lot of hand-wringing. We're talking to Tom Hart, SEC Network play-by-play man. There's been a lot of hand-wringing, I'm sure you've seen, about Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU. I think it could have been handled better within his team, but I certainly am going to stop short of some of the things that we've seen written, like that this is a referendum on a broken sport. Is that going too far, or do you think there's some truth there?
No, I think there's some truth there. I think, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Like, if there was a commissioner of college football, which there is not, but if there were a president of college football, he would say he would immediately put in place tampering rules. You know, Larry Brown, saw him last night, right? He's the only guy to coach two teams in the same season in the NBA, and that's because Donald Sterling's an idiot. So you can't have – why do we allow college coaches to essentially coach two teams within the same system? Why do we allow tampering to allow coaches to change jobs before the season is over? That doesn't happen. Aaron Boone is not going to the Red Sox with the Yankees two games out of the wild card race in October. It's just that part to me is idiotic. I understand why LSU was in a rush to get Kelly. I understand why he was – you know, felt he had the freedom to say, all right, well, I'm taking the job, time to go. But they're on the precipice of the playoffs. How do we allow that to happen? To me, that diminishes the sport. It diminishes the most important time of the sport. You know, I'm not sure exactly how you do it, but there's got to be some, whether you want to call it tampering or otherwise, there's got to be some sort of guidelines in place where, you know, free agency opens and closes, and that's it. Once again, that's a lot. It's easier said than done, I understand.
Which one of these hires are you the most optimistic about? If you had to say it, I mean, is it Brian at LSU in terms of what they'll get done on the field? Lincoln Riley at USC, which one you think you look at, you say, oh, yeah, that's a home run, that's a grand slam?
Well, there's different ways to measure this in my mind. I think Lincoln Riley is the most impactful hire.
Okay.
Because I think he can make an immediate impact on how we, the media, the general public, fans, and most importantly recruits, think about not just USC but the Pac-12.
Agreed.
At large.
Mm-hmm.
That is a game changer. They've been a dumpster fire for years, really the entire league, since Oregon fell off and after Pete Carroll left. And the SEC has shined in that vacuum by pulling in quarterbacks from the West Coast, superstar NFL first-rounders from the West Coast. The more those stay at home, the better the Pac-12 is. But I think Brian Kelly wins immediately at LSU. I mean, we know the stat. We know the last three have won it. We know who the last two coaches were there. We know the fertile recruiting ground that he will have at his fingertips. I mean, that's start the clock in a national championship. LSU will win one before Jimbo wins one at A&M. I think that's the race to watch, in my opinion.
Tom, man, appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always,
Tom.
Man. Thank
Thanks,
you.
All right, guys. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to have you, sir.
It is Tom Hart, SEC Network play-by-play man. Appreciate his time as always. We will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.